Okay? Okay. Let us get to today's daf. Daf Tes in Maseches Ksubis. And again, it's a shortened version today because of the Slichos. But Hashem will do as much as we can in the time allotted. And then one should realize that there's other time of the day that one could put in time for the daf, and feel free to put in the time. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says, getting back to discussions that we had back on Dav Beis. Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Ne'eman La'osar Alav. So Rabbi Elazar says, if a man comes to court after he gets married and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, I found that my wife was not a Basula, Ne'eman La'osar Alav. He is Ne'eman to Aser his wife on himself. Aser his wife on himself. What is that? What is that to exclude? Is he not Ne'eman for something? So Pashtus, says Rashi, is that he is believed. That's why Rabbi Elazar specifically says what he is Ne'eman for. He doesn't just say Ne'eman, which would mean a general Ne'emanus, but he says he is believed to Aser his wife on himself, but he is not believed to be Mafsid her Ksuba. He's not believed to for Bezdin to then act and say that he does not have to pay the ksuba. He's not believed so much. Says Rashi, why is this? Why does he have such ne'emanis if he comes to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? Says Rashi, on the skinny of the last wide line, V'yava b'she'ena davar azeh yachol hisbara ela alpiv, even though he is the only source of this information, l'gabi nafshe havi ne'eman, l'shavye ale chaticha di'isura. Regarding himself, this is enough to make her considered a chaticha di isura, something usher to him, and therefore he has that ne'emanus. Right? This is the topic of shavya anafshi chaticha di isura. A person is able to say, you know, this is going to be usher for me. A person has that ne'emanus. That's why he's believed here to usher his wife on himself. Avala hafsid the ksuba salo mehemen. He's not ne'eman to be mafsid her ksuba. Let's just finish a few lines, and then we'll talk about a few things. Says the Gemara of Yamai, why should he be able to be believed? And we already alluded to this on Daf Beis. Svek sveikahu. Isn't it a double suffek? Don't you have two sveikas? And we usually hold that when you have a double suffek, it's mutter. What's the double suffek? What do you mean? He came and said, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. She was not a psula. But even if she was not a psula, still we have a double suffek, which would allow her to stay married to him and living with him. What's the double suffek? Suffek taktav, suffek ain't taktav. You don't know when the Maisa Bia took place. It could have taken place between the Erisin and the Nisuin. That would be a problem. Or maybe it took place before the Erisin. Maybe she was Mazana before maybe she was had the Maisa Bia before the Erisin, and then that would not Asa her to her husband. Only an Arusa, only Ashes Ishizinsa is Asa Labaila, but if it was beforehand, then it wouldn't be Asa. The Imtim Salomar Tachtav, and if you want to say Tachtav, that the Maisa Bia took place after Erisin, still there's a reason to be Matir. Savik Ba'one, Savik Baratzon. Suffolk, if it was Ones or Ratzon, if it was Nanas, if she was raped and she didn't do a Baratzon, again, she wouldn't be Asr to her husband. So there's a double Suffolk that she should be Mutter. You don't know when it happened, you don't know how it happened. Based on that, says the Gemara, why does Rabbi Elazar say Ne'eman La'osar Alav? We should say, even if he comes to Bezdin and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, she was not a Psula, still, he should not be able to Asr. By the way, Rashi points out that what happened, he says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, was there Dam? Was there Dam here? So Rashi holds the top Rashi, the Taina's davim ainla. He doesn't have any Taina about whether there was blood or not. Why? She kagoshi imi mishpachas durkati. Maybe he's from a family who does not have dam, or maybe she nevdam imenu mapo was lost. Either way, the dam is not a issue here. Mashma from Rashi that if there was dam. So it's Masha from Rashi that if he has a taina that there was not dam, then he would be believed. That would be a greater taina. It's only because here he has no taina's dam. Other Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rashba, and others assume that even if there was dam, he could still have the claim of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. You could say that dam came from somewhere else, and Shavi and Nafshi would still kick in. That is a machlokas between Rashi and other Rishonim. Yeah. What's the third suffix? So Rashi says the case here is that there wasn't a suffix about the dam. Either she was from a family that had no dam, or it was nevdim menu. That's a suffix in Metzius, right? So nevdim menu hamapa. That's kind of your fault. You shouldn't have lost it. You can't use that as a suffix. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. So according to Rabbi Elazar, why do you say Nemo lo Osra Lav? We should say Svek Sveka. Therefore, it should be Mutter. So Lo Tzricha says the Gemara, no. I could come up with two cases that Rabbi Elazar is talking about where there's only one Suffolk. There's only one Suffolk. What are the two cases? Number one, Be'eshes Kohen. Eishes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, where Ones and Ratzon makes no difference. Rahman al-Aslan, even if a woman is Netanas, raped, she is usher to her husband. So the only Suffolk is when it happened. So because there's only one Suffolk, you're Machmir. V'ba'iseima, Be'eshes Yisrael. All we're talking about is Eishes Yisrael. We could go to Kabel Ba'avua Kiddushin, P'chusi Basketball Shanav Yomechan. All we're talking about is Eishes Yisrael, but we know Erison happened before she was 3 years old. We know that the father wanted to make sure that she was taken care of. Remember, the Gemara and the Rishonim discussed that was a different time. Tosfos in the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin discussed that fathers were always very worried who was going to take care of my daughters. Therefore, Kiddushik Tana was more prevalent in those times. So Erison took place before three. And therefore what? And therefore, if she is not a psula, it must have happened tachtav. It must have happened after the erusin. Because Chazal assumed that if a woman, something happened to the psulim before three, it would grow back. And therefore, if it didn't grow, if you see right now that Pesach Pesuach Masasi, so then we assume again there's only one suffix. You know when it happened. It was definitely tachtav. The only machlokas, the only suffix is ones and ratzam. Okay, so that is the statement of the Gemara. Again, Rabbi Elazar says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Nem on the Osralav, isn't it a Svek Sveka? So he came up with cases that it was not a Svek Sveka. Remember the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Beis, where they discussed, why do we want a person to come to court? Psula Nisse is the Amar Avi. Tosfos says, he's not going to be believed anyway. Svek Sveka. Tosfos says, really, the case of the Mishnah, the real reason Psula Nisse is the Amar Avi is only because of these two cases. Eishes Yisrael b'chusvi gimel or Eishes Kohen. That's the real reason all, and low plug, therefore all women get married on Wednesday. I mean, that's what Tosfos said. Rashi had said a different pshat. Rashi said, no, it's just that he'll come, he won't be believed. You're right, Svek Sveka. But, you know, maybe people will hear about it. And there'll be a call that goes out, and Edim will come. Okay, so that is the Gemara and how it fitted to the Rashi and Tosfos from Daf Beis. Two major discussions that the Rishonim and the Achronim have on these few lines, and again we'll just mention them a little bit, and then we'll have to move on. First of all, the Rashi brought up the topic of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. Person has the ability to say such and such is usher to me, and therefore it will be usher. The Ksos has a well known discussion in the world of Ksubis Daf Tes, and that is, how do you understand Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Yisura? Let's say, for example, the guy comes to court and says, Pesach Pesuach Masasi, but he has no idea what the ramifications of that statement will be. He doesn't know that's going to answer his wife. He just says, Metzias, I thought she was supposed to be a psula. She wasn't a psula, but he has no idea of the ramifications. Do you still say the principle of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Yisura, a person has the ability to answer something on himself? Do you say that? We know there's a principle. Actually, let's wait with that, if it's compared. So the Ksos says, he quotes the Shita of some Achronim, who say that you do not say Shavya Nafshi in that case. If he has no idea what the ramifications are. Why? Because Shavya Nafshi works like a neder. It's like a promise. Just like I could asser anything, or I could say this is asser for me to get hana from, and I can't get hana from you. So too, I can say this is asser to me. That's how Shavya Nafshi works, through neder. And if it's a neder, obviously I have to know what I'm getting myself into. And the Ksos himself argues. The Ksos says it's not a neder. One second. The Ksos says it's what we call ne'emonus. He's believed. A person is believed about himself. He's not believed. His testimony is not edus, therefore can't be believed about somebody else. But regarding himself, that a person can be believed to answer something, just like, and the Ksos says this is compared to the principle in Dini Mamonus. If I say, I owe you $100, I owe you $100. That's also ne'amonis, legabe atzmi, says the Ksos. Ikaratam da Torah lo pasla elu apsulim ela alachirim. Aval al atzmo he'aminu Torah v'nasalo ne'amonis k'me eidim. V'yalfinan lamidach sef kiuzeh, you learn it now from Mudim Miksas. He says, u'miksas shekash v'gatim shavin anafshi gamu b'toras neder. He says, some say that, but I disagree because of other riots. Yeah.
It was a neder, then you could go about Torah's Nadar.
Ah, so that's what he quotes, the Maharit. He says, why can't, if it's a neder, you could do Ataras Adarim, you could do She'ela, you could get rid of it. That's another raya, says the Ksos, that I think that this is ne'emanis, that it's not neder. Again, this is a big discussion in the Achronim, two ways to understand Shavya Nafshe. We just mentioned two nafkamina. Number one, let's say you have no idea what the ramifications are. Number two, would She'ela be possible? Would you be able to get out of it? So Lachar, we say not. But if you say it's nether, so you should say you should be able to get out of it. Again, you'd have to say it's a special type of nether that kicks in automatically. You wouldn't be able to get out of it. But that is a discussion of the Ksos about Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura. The other discussion that I mentioned that we'd have today, that I mentioned back on Daf Beis, and that is the discussion of Svek Sveika. Why do we hold that Svek Sveika is mutter? Right, what do we say? Rabbi Lazar, Nemel Osar Alav. If it's a double down to Svek Sveika, so he should not be believed. Right, Sufik Oni, Sufik Ratzon, when and how? Taktav and ain't taktav. So why do we say that Svek Sveika is mutter? Or let's say there's a double doubt in a chefsa shal iser, right? If it fell into here, then it fell into there. Double doubts are mutter. Why are double doubts mutter? Svek sveika. Well, usually we have the principle of suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. If you have a suffik about a din d'oraisa, so you have to be machmer. So just because there's a double suffik, so you can be mako. What's the svara for such a concept? So again, there are two general ways to understand, and there's a third way. The Rashba is known as. It's not exactly. You know, one can understand it differently, but the way the Rashba seems to say it is that Svek Sveik is mutter midin rov. Midin rov. What does that mean? Let's say that you have the first suffix. You have a 50-50 chance something is mutter. Ones ratzon. 50-50. And then we say, even if it was ratzon, there's a chance it's still mutter because it might have been before Erison. So if you think about the percentages, you have a 50-50 chance by suffix 1, and then even within the suffix, the 50% that is usser, you have a chance that it's mutter. So add up the percentages. Percentage-wise, there's more than a 50% chance that it's mutter. Because you have the suffix A is 50-50, and then even within suffix B is within Isser, even if there's a problem, I can give you another svara why it's not a problem. So that's what how the Rashba seems to understand Svek Sveika. It's based on percentages. It's based on Rove. Just like Rove wins, Rove when we say mutter, so to hear. If Rove enter, we would say mutter. That's what he says. The question that the Rashba deals with in a tshuva, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Tuf Aleph, Svek Sveika, does that work even Neged Cheskas Isser? That was his question. So he says, yeah, because just like Rove works, he says, V'teda l'cha'oda, Svek Sveika adayin k'rove. V'yefshar da'olam ha'tshrei yoser mirove. The kivan shekain ki echid yazlina basaruba lahatir b'chol yisurin shabatorah hu adin b'tshrei sveika d'shar yafil b'tas chazek yisura. That is understanding number one. He does not say exactly it is rov, which is how it's quoted by the Achronim. He said it is kirov, and just like rov works, so do this work. So he put it together, but you don't have to say that's what the Rashba says, but that's what he seems to go in that direction. So it works like rov. The other way to understand, just quoted, based on the Rambam, I forgot to get the Rambam, I won't read it inside today, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis says that the halacha of Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, the fact that I have to go l'chumra by an issa d'oraisa, that itself is an issa d'oraisa, that itself is a halacha d'rabanan. Who says I have to go l'chumra by a Safek? Mi d'oraisa, says the Rambam, even by a Safek d'oraisa, I could go l'kula. I go l'kula by a Safek d'oraisa. The halacha is you can't do vade averis. Safek averis, the Torah doesn't answer suffiks. So therefore, on a d'oraisa level, Safek d'oraisa is l'kula also. Mi d'rabbanon, we say Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. On a d'rabbanon level. I don't know what we showed him say that. But that's what the Rambam says. So the way that Achronim understand this is, if you say that Safek d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'rabbanon, so then what happens, so when you have Safek 1, you have one suffix, so you have to go l'chumra. Midrabanon, you have to go l'chumra. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. But once you get to the second suffix, so now it's purely a d'rabanon. You have a suffix whether you still have to go l'chumra. So that's a double suffix, so then that's why you go l'kula in that case. But again, because safek d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'rabanon, so in case A, you have to go l'chumra, because that's what the rabbanon say. But once you get the second suffix case, so then we say that you can go l'kula, because now it's only a d'rabanon, it's a suffix about the din d'rabanon of safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Okay, that is the second understanding of Svek Sveika. Yeah. If somebody violates a Safek d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, he only violated a din d'rabanan.
Right, so there's no carbon.
Right, there's no carbon. There's no carbon. It's not an ashram talwi. You're not going to bring, if it's a Safek, a Safek d'oraisa, unless you find out that it was, it might be, if you find out later that it was really usser, you'd have to bring the carbon. But really, right, he violated a din d'rabbanan of not being machmir by Yisavi d'Oraisa. So there are a number of nafkamina differences that depend on this. The Pnei Yeshua brings one up right on our daf. Tosfos is mashma, Tosfos Yibur Maschel V'i, is mashma, we're not going to read the Tosfos inside, that for Svek Sveka to work, it's got to be equal Svekas. Each time. Both Sofiks have to be 50-50. First one's got to be 50-50 and the second one's got to be 50-50. That's what Tosfos seems to say. And ask the Pnei Yeshua why. Ask the Pnei Yeshua why. Tosfos, he says, doesn't hold like that Rambam that we just mentioned, of Savi Darais al-Khumr Zidin Durabanan. Tosfos holds, like, must hold like the Rashba. It's Bidin Rove. So if it's Bidin Rove, why do you need 50-50? No matter what. Let's say the first Sufik is 50-50. So no matter what the second Sufik is, right, again, let's say you have, right, 50-50 that it's Usr or Mutter. And even if it's Usr, you have a chance that it's Mutter. Even if the second Sufik is 95-5. Right, you still have a 5% chance that it's mutter. Put that together with a 50% from before that it's mutter. You still have a rove. You still have a rove. So Pnei Yeshua leaves a Bitzarachi and he does not understand this. He says Tosfos obviously does not hold like the Rambam or something the Raisa Lachumra as it did the Rabbanan. He holds like Tosfos that it's Bidin Rove. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, he does not answer the question, why should both Sveikas have to be 50-50? Right, maybe you could say you should have rove right away, even if you have a little percentage in the second Safek. Why should you need rove? So based on this, there's a third idea that is mentioned by the Achronim. This is what Rav Shimon Shkop says, and this is what Rav Soloveitchik said as well. And that is, maybe the following is the understanding of Svek Sveka. After all, we don't call it Beis Svekos. Why do we call it Svek Sveka? Right? Why not Beis Svekos? Rav Shimon Shkop's question. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, and I heard it from B'Shem the Rav in this way, if you have to ask one question about something, what happens? So then you have to be Machmir. But if you have to ask two questions built on each other, did this happen? And even if it happened, maybe this happens. The second thing you have to ask two questions, then it's what's called, there's no Leidas HaSafik anymore. There's no more doubt that you have to reckon with anymore. If there's a doubt, what happened, this or that, fine, you have to worry about it. But once you say that this happened, and then maybe, and even if this happened, There's two steps of a question, so then there's no leidas hasafik that has to be reckoned with in halacha. It's totally mutter. It doesn't exist as a suffik. That's what Rav Shimon Shkop says in Shar Yosher. The kishenadayik polishon dashash amru svek sveka v'lo amru stam ela beis svekos be'ms ein ribui svekos garmina heter. It's not just more svekos. What the dafka bavadai suffik is or kaimel shul lachumra avlam havi rak suffik shall suffik iser ein lo nalachmer kiven shal havad avadai leka rak suffik iser. And he continues that this is the okay. They say it in different terms, obviously, Rav Shimon and Rav Soloveitchik. But that's a third way to understand Svek Sveka, that it is no leidas hasafik if you have to ask two questions. One could suggest, according to this pshat, that maybe that's why you need Sveka Shkulim. When do you call it two questions when it's each 50-50? Maybe if the second question was 95-5 or 60-40, that wouldn't be called a question. That's a rove. Maybe that's why Tosfos said, that's another way of understanding based on this, that no leidas hasafek, right? If you have to ask two questions, then basically you don't have to, it's too far-fetched, not in terms of percentages, but in terms of how many halachic questions have to be asked, and therefore one can be make. Okay, these are 2/3 understandings of Svek Sveka, rove, Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra being a din d'rabbanan, or no leidas hasafek, three ways, and we had the nafkamina of 50-50. There are other nafkaminas you could relate to. Okay, just to mention one more that we mentioned already, the machlokas we had on Daf Beis between Rashi and Tosfos. If you have a Svek Sveka Lakula, but there's a way for you to figure it out, meaning you could come to Bezdin and hopefully Eidim will come, do you have a chiyuv to do that? Do you have a chiyuv to get a better Birur? So we mentioned then on Daf Beis, according to, if you say it's Rov, like the Rashba, so you could say, Rov, okay, maybe you're allowed, maybe Maybe it's a hanhaga. Rove says you can be mako, but maybe you should try to find a better beerer if you can. For sure, according to the second approach. According to the third approach, maybe not. Maybe that's what Tosfos says. You have no reason. Once you have no leidas hasafek, you have a double safek, you have no requirement to try to get a better beerer. Okay, there's more, but let's continue. So what did we just say in the Gemara? We said that Rabbi Lazar says, if a man comes to Bezdin and says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, he is believed to aser his wife, and we're talking about a case where there's only one suffix, right? Not a Svek Sveka. My Kamash Plantanina. What's the chiddush that a person could come to Bezdin and Shav Yanafshe and say that certain things are usher to him? We learned it in the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. Ha'omer le'isha kidashti, a man comes to Bezdin and says, I married you. You're my wife. And obviously he says that Edim and Edim aren't here. If they get married without Edim, then they're not married. V'hi'omer lo kidashtani. She says, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not married. So he muteris bekrovav. So she is allowed to marry his relatives because, right, she says, I'm not married. V'hu asa bekrovaseh, but he is asa to marry her relatives because we assume we shavya nafshe chaticha di isura legabe himself. He is believed to say that he married this woman, and therefore her relatives are asa to him. So we know already shavya nafshe. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? So Gemara says, no, ma'u detema hasam devade kimle. Over there, we might say, fine, a person knows if he got married or not. Aval haka make a mudulo kimle here, right? Who says he knew? He knew exactly. Maybe Pesach Pesuch Matzah isn't as clear of a taina as, you know, I got married. He's not an expert. How many times has he been married before? Has he ever been married before? That's a discussion in the Rishonim here. Are we talking about a person who had be a Rishona or not? But either way, it's not as clear. So you might have thought, you don't even say Shav Yanafshe in our case. Kamash Malan, we say Shav Yanafshe even in our case. So now we're back on our Balazar. Did the Balazar really say that Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is enough to Aser? But we have another statement of our Balazar who says, Ein ha'isha neseres al-baila. Elal iske kinivistira ukamaisa shahaya. That's the statement of our Balazar. A woman is not Aser to her husband except if it involved kinui and stira, right? The two stages of an isha sota. Kinui means husband warns his wife not to be misyachid with a certain man, vistira, and then there were witnesses that she had yichud with that man, kini and stira. That's the type of case where a woman becomes asa to her husband. Uke maisa shahaya. Like the maisa shahaya, what story? The story of David and Bathsheba. Story of David and Bathsheba, where David sends Uriah, lives with Bathsheba, sends Uriah out, Bathsheba's husband to die on the battlefield, sends him to the front lines. He tells his general to put him on the front lines. He asks Uriah, when Uriah comes back, go back, and he doesn't want to go back. Either way, we'll get into that story a little bit later, but just like that, Maisa Shahaya. So that's his statement. Rabbi Elazar says, a woman is only also a baila with his kinui and stira, just like the Maisa Shahaya. So therefore, you see, where does it... Not Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is not enough to Aser. You need kini and stira. So the Gemara says, one second, if it's Hizbara, Maisa Shahaya, but kini v'stira have? One second. That line obviously requires clarification. Because number one, there was no kini and stira over there by David and Bathsheba. Uriah didn't tell Bathsheba, don't be misyachid with David. Right? So number one, there was no kini and stira there. The old miyasruha. Number two, there was never any isser there. It only Aser al-Bailo, just like that case. What do you mean? That case wasn't Aser. She wasn't Aser to David and to Uriah in that case. We'll talk about why not. But she wasn't Aser. So what does that line mean? So halokash, the Gemara says, you're right, let me clarify the statement of Rabbi Elazar. Hachi ka'amar. This is what he meant in that second statement. Ein ha'isha ne'aseres al-baila, ela al-iske kini v'stira, mima'isha shahaya. A woman is only Aser on her husband. You know that only with kini and stira, with the warning and the yichud. You know that from the ma'isha shahaya, delo avi kini v'stira, velo itzra. You know that by contrast, in that case, there was no kini and stira, and that's why David was not Aser to Bathsheba. And therefore, only if there was kini v'stira, so that's where she would be Aser. So now we're back to the original question. And then we'll get back to David. So mikol makom kashas. Now we're back to the question. Kini v'stira in Pesach Pesuach lo. One statement of Rabbi Elazar says that a man is believed to say, my wife was not a psula. The other statement of Rabbi Elazar says that a woman is only usher to her husband if there was kini and stira, like the case of Isha Sota in Parshas Naso. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Do you think that second statement of Rabbi Elazar is exhaustive? You think he included every case? Ula taimeich, kini v'stira in Edim lo. But only kini v'stira. But what if Edim came and said she was Mazana? That wouldn't be good enough? Obviously that would be good enough. So obviously that second statement of Rabbi Elazar was not exhaustive. Ela hachi ka'amar, this is what he meant in that second statement. You have to add in a few lines. He was only saying part of the din. Ein ha'isha nesar as abayla beit echad ela b'shnei Edim. A woman doesn't become usher to her husband's based on the testimony of one aid. Right, if there was no kini and stira, just one aid comes and says your husband or wife was mezana, that's not good enough. Two aidim. A. B. The kini v'stira afilu beit echanami. But if there was kini and stira, that's the whole special din of isha sota. Even if by one aid, if there was one aid on the tumah on the maisa, so that's also good enough to aser. And number three, Pesach Pasuach Kishnei Edim Dami. And if a man says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, that has the status of two witnesses, Lagabe himself. Lagabe himself, this is part of the Xosis Raya, that Shavya Nafshe is a Din Ne'emanus, not a Din Neder, because look what it says, Kishnei Edim Dami. Well, that's Neder? That sounds like Ne'emanus. Okay, so now we've worked out Rebbe Elazar. But now let's get back to the story of David and Bathsheba. So why didn't Bathsheba become usher to David? Right, Bathsheba lived with David HaMelech. Again, we'll talk about it a little bit in a second. So why did she become usher? Usually, she was an Ashes Ish. She was an Ashes Ish at the time. Right, David sees her out of the window. She was washing the clothes on the roof. And then Pashtus HaPsukim, Pashas Apsukim, right, he lived with her, and then Uri came back, and he tried to send Uri out to battle and cause him to die, right? So why should, usually an Ashes Ish is in, so there's Asura Labaila, Asura Laboel, Asura to her husband, Asura to the one she had the Maisa with. So Gemara gives two answers. Number one, Hasam Ones Have. She was an Ones. She was an Ones. Explains the Ritva. David was amazing. David was a Ratzon. But she was an Ones. And the halacha is, Avagav the David Baratzon Baalveha, Kivan Shahisa Anusa Lo Mitzra Labal. For Lo Mitzra Labal, to Isura de Boel, be Isura de Baal Talui. She was Ne'enas, she was not willing at this moment, and therefore she did not become Asa to her husband. Says the Ritva, the Isser to the Boel, to the one she's Mizana with, is totally on the Isser of the Baal. If she's still Mutter to her husband, she's Mutter to the Boel. So that's the first answer. She was Ne'enas. Number one. A second answer given. The name of Rabbi Yonasan. Call Hayotzei Lemolchemes Beis David. Get Krisis Kosev Leishto. Whoever used to go out to wars in the time of David HaMelech, they didn't want their wives to have to wonder what happened to them, to remain in Aguna. So therefore, they used to write Gittin to their wives before they went out to war. Dechsiv, as it says, the Pasuk says, V'yazachecha tafkeid l'shalom v'saruvasam tikach. So if you know a little Tanakh, you see Shmuel Aleph, there wasn't any Milchemes Beis David going on yet. David wasn't really king until the beginning of Shmuel Beis. And where's this story? This story is Yishai. Yishai is sending David out to the battlefield when he's going to kill Goliath. When he killed Goliath, he said, and his brothers Eliab and his older brothers were already there. So Yishai tells little David, Vesakecha tafkei l'shalom, see how your brothers are doing? See how they're doing on the battlefield? Ves aruvasam tikach. Take their aruva. So what is aruva? So Chazal Darshan, my ves aruva, sam tikach, tni Reb Yosef dvarim ha-mu'uravim bein olav eina. Take the thing that connects the husband and the wife. Mu'urav means to be mixed in, to be connected. So Yishai is telling him, take the connection of them to the men to their wives, meaning remove their kedushin, meaning take a get. Take a get, and that way you are taking the what makes them mu'urav. And Rashi says, David learned from his father Yishai. David learned this message from Yishai, that this is what is done. Yishai was telling his brothers, you should do this. So David, when he later had his own milchamas, this is what he had these soldiers do. So there's a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here, how this get worked. What kind of get was being used here? So Rashi says here, and this is a machlokas of Maseches Gittin as well, Rashi on top says, it was a get al tnai. It was a get al tnai. Before the men went out, they gave a get to their wives. You are married to me if I die during the battlefield. If I die during the battlefield. And Tosfos expands on Rashi. The other friends say on Rashi, it's not just if they die, because a lot of times they're not going to know if they die. So really, it means, Tosfos explains in the middle, it means if I don't come back. If I don't come back by a certain amount of time after the battle finishes, then you're divorced from now. From now, you are divorced. So they're already divorced already. So that's why David and Melech lived with a woman who Uriah had given his wife a get, who was not married at the time, because it came out with Mafreya that she was divorced. That's Rashi. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, does not like this pshat for various reasons. So he says in the fifth medium line, really, it was a get that was given totally. Before they went out, they gave a get. You know, this is your get. Boom! Divorced. They gave it in private, so nobody would really know that they were divorced. But it was a full get. And then, after the war, if they came back, they'd get remarried. If they get back, they get remarried. Don't say it's a get al tanai. It was a get legamre, beloshim tanai. Again, based on various gemaras. that seem to prove in various ways was she an Eses Ish in the interim. So that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The Rama writes in Eved Ezer that b'zman hazeh we generally try to do like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't like to have gittin al tnai. We don't like that causes problems. You don't know if the tnai was fulfilled or not, except by a kohen, because by a kohen he's not going to be able to get remarried. He divorces his wife. That's it. It's finished. So that's why the Rama writes that the minug is not to write any gittin al tnai, except in the case of a kohen, you don't have a choice. So you do. You cannot rely on it. There was a discussion I saw here in these Daf Yomi pages that were given out. There was a story. The Shari Deya had a case in the Russo-Turkish Wars, 1877-1878, where there was a man that gave his wife a get, if I don't come back to our hometown by such and such a time after the war, then you're divorced. And the story was that he ran away from Russia, and Sakaris the Fashas, he wasn't able to come back to his hometown. But he sent a message to his wife, I'm back, I'm here. But he didn't go back to the town. So the question is, did the get kick in? Because he didn't come back physically to that town, which that was the language he wrote in the get, but he says, I'm here. So what is Beso called? Then I don't go back to my bias. Could you say Beso Zuishto? And if he just comes back to his wife, that's good enough, like we say in Maseches Yuma, that Beso Zuishto? Or does it mean physically his real home, but he can't go back to his home now? They're not letting him come back to his home. Or he doesn't have a job in his new house. It goes back and forth. This the Shari Deya, what exactly he meant. But again, this is halacha lemaisa sometimes. Yes. What? We had with the bridge, right? Oni spaghet. Ain't no spaghet, right? We had that discussion as well, right? That bezem bez on the bottom. Okay. There is, again, a major discussion which we had in Maseches Shabbos. That's where the Gemara has it. Where the Gemara says, Kola omer David chata eino ela toa. Anybody says David made a mistake here, did an Aveira, he's making a mistake. So again, one has to know how to understand that, because David HaMelech, you look beferish in the next parak there, David HaMelech is the prototype that we learn the mitzvah of tshuva from. So how could you say they didn't do anything wrong if we learn tshuva from him? Atah HaIsh, you mentioned Amotzi Shabbos, right? Nassim tells him, you're the man, and he says, Chatasi Lashem, I sinned. So obviously, on some level, we have to understand that David did a chait. Well, on whatever level, again, obviously we have to know how to understand that Chazal and how to Eino El Toeh and Ruvain and all the Gemaras there. But we do understand that there was something here. Again, in general, Achronim have very different approaches to this type of idea, the morality of biblical figures. Right, how much do we say that they were perfect? How much do we say that they weren't? Right, Rav Dessler many times always says these types of averus are like only right kachut asayra, Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik, and it's totally not an avera. It appears like an avera, but other achronim say, look, the navi was written to teach us something. And you're right, David HaMelech, and Rav Hirsch writes this a number of places. You can look, if you never saw this, it's a great, Rav Hirsch writes this in Lech Lecha, by Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud. The Torah never hides from us the faults, errors, and weaknesses of our great men. Just by that it gives the stamp of veracity to what it relates. But in truth, by the knowledge which is given us of their faults and weaknesses, our great men are in no wise made lesser, but actually greater and more instructive. If they stood before us as the purest models of perfection, we should attribute them as having a different nature, which has been denied to us. Right? Without, they didn't have the personal struggles. They were like angels. Right? This is the anti-Gedolim books, reverse. Right? We have to know that, if we read a story that somebody knew Kalatar Kula when they were 6 years old, and they were this, but when they were 10, and, right, it's like not shy. It's not shy. The first says not zafka. We don't believe in perfection. Nobody was perfect. Four people were perfect. They weren't even the Gdolei Adar. David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu. He writes, the only Moshe Anam Mikal Adam means so much more by the fact that we know that Moshe sometimes got angry. Moshe got angry. Mam Meisim Elokim. Now we realize the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't just somebody who never felt anything. He was somebody who got upset sometimes. And even so, with that, he was Anav Mikal Adam. That gives us a deeper appreciation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, that's part of the larger discussion of David HaMelech with Batsheva, how you view the whole Maisa. Either way, here, the Gemara spoke about it a little bit, that there was a get krisa, so technically, he was not violating. Amar Abaya, Afanana Mitanina, Abaya says, our Mishnah on Daf Beis proves like Rabbi Elazar. Psula Nisa, the original Rabbi Elazar, that a man says Pesach Pesuach, he's believed to Aser. Psula Nisa is the Amar Avi. The Amar Avi, Yenam Chamishilo. Psula is married on Wednesdays and on a Thursday. My time, as we said, why? Mishimikuri Daita. We're worried that if he gets married on Thursday, then by the time Monday rolls around, he'll be calmed down already and he won't. He'll say, okay, it's okay, I'll still live with her. Ulamai, so what are we worried about? Elam Esa Laksuba, what are we worried? That he's going to cool down and therefore he's eventually going to give her the ksuba which she doesn't deserve? So Nesavla, so who cares? He'll give her the ksuba that she doesn't deserve. It's just dinim aminis. So he's giving her a present. Big deal. And Allah's that what if we're worried, what must it be? La Osra Allah. It must be that really he's living in sin. If he would come to court, this one is really Osra on him. And yet he's going to live with her. So when would he, what would he, why is he living in sin? Utakatan taina. So, and he could come to Besin and be believed. So my law, utakatan taina, pesach pesuach, doesn't it mean, isn't the Mishnah assuming that the taina that he would come to court and be believed with is pesach pesuach, raya to Rebbe Elazar? Lo, utakatan taina is damim. No, it's a case where, it could be that we're talking about a case of damim, where he would come and say, I didn't see blood, not pesach pesuach, and therefore there's no raya to Rebbe Elazar. Period. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Ha'omer, a different case, Rabbi Elazar says Pesach Pesuach, Shmuel says a different halacha. Ha'omer, Pesach Pesuach, Matzah, Sineh, Malav, Sidh, Ksubasa. If a woman, man comes and says Pesach Pesuach, not only as the Rabbi Elazar says, Ne'eman to Aser, but even Lahav, Sidh, Ksubasa, to cause her to lose the Ksuba. Amr of Yosef, my Kamash, Lantanina, again. Maybe, what's the Chiddush? We know that from the Mishnah later on. If a man was at his in-law's house in Yehuda, the Chasan and Kala used to have Yichud during Shas Erisin. That was the Minog. Did they have Bia or not? That's unclear. Should they have Bia? Seems to be a Machlokas, Yerashi, and Tosas. Either way, we know they had Yichud. So if a man from Yehuda comes to court and says, my wife was not a psula, then we don't listen to him. Why? Because they have Yichud. So he's coming to say she's not a psula? You're right, because of you. So the Gemara says, B'Yehudu dulo matzi ton. So what do we mashma from that Mishnah? Only in Yehuda he can't have such a claim. Ha'begala matzi ton. Mashma that in Galil he would be believed about something. So ulamai, what's that context of that Mishnah? Ila osra alav. If we're saying the issue is he's coming to say she's ushered to me, so Yehuda my lo. So why isn't he believed in Yehuda? Shavya nashik adicha di surah. The Ritva says if he wants to say my wife is ushered to me, he has that power. So that can't be the context of the discussion. El alav lafsidik subasa. It must be that the discussion there is about hefsid ksuba, meaning in Yehuda he's not believed to be mafsid ksuba, but mashmin galah is believed to be mafsid ksuba. And what's he claiming? Utukatan taina, my love to katan taina is pesach pesuach. So isn't that about where he comes and says pesach pesuach matzasi raya to Shmuel? Lo, to katan taina is damim. It could be that he's saying no damim, meaning that's a clearer taina. It's easier to know if there was no blood than to know if pesach pesuach matzasi. So therefore, there's no raya to Rabbi Elazar from the Mishnah, and there's no raya to Shmuel from the Mishnah. Okay, we have to stop here. But remember, there's a lot more here that we didn't discuss, more in Svek Sveika, Rove. Tomorrow we get into Ksuba Daraisa, Ksuba Darabanan, and a lot more. Okay, today's this week's Shirim are sponsored by the Friedman family, the Zecher Nishmas, Avram Yitzchak Ben Yaakov.